before I start, like I always say, if I step on your feet, I don't mean to. I just do what the Lord gives me. So let's pray. And Miss Payne, will you ask a blessing over the word tonight, please? Okay, you know, when we follow God, we're supposed to have life and a good life, abundant life, right? Then what happens when we get in the middle of a situation that we didn't cause and we don't know how we got in it? We can't control it because we didn't ask for it. Maybe people we thought that were our friends, our family have hurt us. Some have stabbed us in the back. Maybe your relationship with your spouse is on the rocks, or a relationship with a family member. Or maybe things just didn't go your way. We all have let these things make us bitter. Or am I the only one that's ever had an issue? Thank you, Miss Deborah. We've all got upset. We've all said things about somebody. I mean, unless you're Miss Perfect over there. But just joking. We all have hurt. But the thing is, do you let that hurt make you dusty? And so tonight, with God's help, and that's a really hard to follow up when the Holy Spirit was showing out. So God, I just ask that you just be with me. But I believe God has gave me 5 steps to help all of us, and these steps have helped me. I have a lot of notes, so I'm going to try to go more than 5 minutes. Number one, you got to use a eliminator. You know, when your house is dusty or dirty, you just don't go in there and sweep it. You got to put some cleaning power in it. You got to put some smell good. But you need an eliminator. And the only eliminator you can have for the situations that are going on in your life is God. God, you got to let God work on the inside and get to the root of the issue. Not just put a little Band-Aid and cover it up. Oh, tomorrow it'll be okay. No, you got to let God be the odor eliminator and get down to the root of the issue. Not none of this smell good jasmine and flowers. You know, you got to get the real stuff, the God, to just eliminate. 1 Peter 5:7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Now, did it say just give what's on your mind today? No, it says whatever is bothering you. And this week is really, our good teacher on Wednesday night, Miss Cindy, asked us to pray for certain people. And the person I got, I was like, God, is this really the lesson you want me to speak about? And the person I got asked for this specific prayer. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because we got to get to the root of the problem. And God is the eliminator. There is nobody better than God. Mr. Lysol, Mr. Clean, them little white spongy things that's supposed to do miracles, they can't clean you up, but only God can clean you up. And you don't need to worry. You got to, we all worry. We worry about what we're going to do next week. Are we going to be able to pay the bills? But God says, do not worry. And that's using him as eliminator. You got to not worry. You got to pray. You got to tell Jesus what you want. And then you got to thank Jesus for what he's going to do. The second is you got to install a purifier. And you use the word of God for that. You can't just, I think I'm going to read the Bible about how I will not be mean to my coworkers today. Psalms, 24, it probably meets every criteria I need to read about. No, you got to use the Word of God, because the Word of God is going to help you with whatever problem you're going through. You can't go to Facebook and say, oh, Facebook, can you make my husband like me today? Or vice versa, because then it's going to tell you to leave. But God don't want that. So you have to use the Word of God to defeat the enemy, because there is no greater word than the Word of God. Can I get an amen? It takes effort. It's not going to be easy when you're going through this situation, especially when your family makes you mad. Amen? Because do you know the family knows how to rub you the wrong way, the right way, every time? I can say amen. But it takes effort. You got to get your mind, your thoughts, your heart, your words, and your actions off the problem and let Jesus take care of the problem. Because let me tell you, I got a sister that can drive me crazy real quick. She can open her mouth and I'm ready to woo. But let me tell you what God has helped me lately do. I've just said, God, I just give her to you. Because she needs to be resaved for the 30th time today. And let me tell you, when you get your mind off of it into your actions, because the longer you let the person or that situation or that relationship keep eating at you, you got to be dusty. And who likes dust in their house? Not me. Thank you, Blaine. Got my own personal cheerleader today. But you grow with confidence. I mean, if it wasn't for the Word of God, there ain't no way some of us could be walking around today. Because we all got little mouths. And we all like to say what we think. Come on. Thank you, Deborah. I'm glad. Deborah, me and you might be the only ones getting something out of this tonight. But you know, we all hot-tempered. We like to have the last word. Or I do. But God has, you know, something Pastor JB told me. He said, before you text something or Facebook it, type it out, take a breath, and reread it. And then what do? Hit that delete button. Some of y'all better be glad he taught me that. But God, in the Word of God, he provides peace. And how many of you want peace? Because, honey, I like peace. I don't like war because, you know, chubby girls can't run real quick. So 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, we use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongest holds of human reasoning and drawing false arguments. So we don't have to use ourselves. We've got God's word to fight our battles. Because I'm going to tell you, lifting them up in prayer is going to do more damage than you being a ninja texter. Because half of y'all are going to spell the words wrong and it's going to make no sense. I'm just saying. But, you know, if you put that person in prayer, and Lord, you got to be sincere. You can't be like, dear God, you know which sister drives me crazy. Can you just accidentally let a roll of tape go across her lips today? That's not sincere. But when you say, God, you need to shut her mouth before Miss Monica gets on the phone with her, God's going to listen. But I wouldn't do that. Sorry. Step 3, you got to deep clean. Because you know when you get ready, your house is dusty. You don't just like really dust a little bit. You got to get in there and deep clean it. And I love the smell of bleach. I know I'm weird. But I just think when your house smells like bleach, it's clean. Or vinegar or whatever you use. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, let's make a clean break with everything that defiles or distracts us. Okay, so that person, that relationship, whatever's causing you not to focus on Jesus, it's time to let it go. That don't mean walk away, but sometimes you got to do that tough love and just leave them alone and pray. Now, I know y'all probably think that's kind of hard. But We can do it. Because what? We got the odor eliminator. We got the Jesus. I mean, so why can't we just give it to him? Why do you want to try to fix it yourself? Because I can't fix no problems myself. I kind of end up making them worse. And I think a lot of times when we're going having relationship issues or family issues, you just want to keep on and keep on. And I'm talking from personal experience. I've got two sisters right now that they are not getting along, but we love them. And the thing that me and mom have done, we just don't listen to them. We just pray. When they want to call up or text and say, well, she looked at me wrong through the Facebook. Well, clean your eyes, because I just don't know. I mean, but you got to pray and you got to just let it go, because if you let it keep on, your house is going to get dusty. It's going to get overloaded with dust, because instead of putting your eyes on Jesus, you're putting your eyes on worldly things, and that's what the devil wants. He wants to distract you. He wants you to take your face off of him, and he wants you to say, yeah, I think I'll call 1-800. Can you read my palm and tell me how I can solve this? No, the only person that's going to solve your family issues, that's going to happen to get you out of that state of depression, out of the state of financial situations, is Jesus. And step four, sometimes you miss a spot and you got to go back and wash it again. And I believe that's what the Holy Spirit is. He is there to guide you. You know, you get that little pit in your stomach when you shouldn't say something. Or then when you say something, he makes you, whew, he can tear your stomach up. Have you ever spotted off to your family or friends or your husband or wife, and then all of a sudden you just felt like, whew, I'm just have to go hug that toilet. Come on now. I'm not looking at you, Jason. But you got to, I mean, really, you just got to keep washing, because God is going to take care of the problem, but he don't want you going back and dabbling in it. He wants you to completely give it to him. And if you don't completely give it to him, then really you're not saying you have faith in the eliminator. Because let me tell you, if it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be standing here today. Because Jesus took over. And you know, when there's nothing that you can go through that Jesus ain't already there. And I'm living proof, and I'm not going into my story, but I just want to say that there is nothing that you will go through that Jesus already don't know what's going to happen. And he's the odor eliminator. He wants to wash you up. He wants to clean you up. And he wants to make sure that you are dust free. Hallelujah. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. You're going to mourn in this life. You're going to mourn over those relationships, over those family situations, over financial. But like the song says, joy comes in the morning. And when you allow God to take control and not man, it all works out. Just really think about it. I kind of like, look what our churches went through. God had a plan. We just had to stay still and stay fast. Look where we're at. God had a plan with Monica. Who would have thought this quite shy? Okay, Joe, I hear you back there laughing. Who would have thought that this quite shy, who never thought she was good enough, could come out of here and just put it all on the line? Because I tell you, when I leave here, my stomach be hurting. I'd be like, oh, I did bad. I don't care if I did bad, as long as I did good in Jesus' eyes. Because I don't do it for nobody but for the glory of God. The Lord himself will fight for you. You just got to stay calm Exodus 14:14. That is one of my favorite scriptures because Jesus is going to fight, but he's waiting for you to move over and let him take over as the house cleaner. So many times we want to be the house cleaner. We want everything to go our way. And if it don't go our way at the right time, what do? We start complaining. My husband took too long to do this. My wife, she just thinks she needs her hair done every week or 2 weeks. Did you see what they're driving? Yeah, I bet they didn't pay tithes. Come on. It is time for you not to be worried about what everybody else is doing and worry about God cleaning your house up. Because let me tell you, when you get to heaven, he's going to be the only one holding the duster to see what's going on. And number five, you got to remake yourself. Just like when you get through cleaning your house, usually the last thing you do is remake your bed after your sheets have washed. You got to remake yourself. And that sometimes is the hardest part. Because sometimes we don't know what to do with ourselves. And I'm speaking from experience. Almost 2 years ago, I did not know what I was going to do with my life. I did not know how I was going to eat, how I was going to do anything. But God knew. God knew. And I don't believe that what happened was for me to grow up and realize that I'm stronger than what I thought. But God knew I needed a wake-up call. And when God woke up and he said, it's time to clean your house, he cleaned it well. But I thank God for what he's done because let me tell you, I'd rather be here now than to be standstill where I was. I mean, I had no self-esteem. Not that I would use to, and those that know me personally know this, I would walk around with my head held down. I never thought I could do anything. But God said, it's time for you to clean your house. Take your eyes off the hurt. Who cares somebody talks about you? Who cares if you are not liked? I could really care less. I mean, honestly, if you don't like me, okay, there's a million little kids that love me. And they brighten my day. They know. But let me tell you, when I took my hurt and finally got my eyes off of what happened to me and started thanking God for what he did for me, my house got cleaned. And it's a constantly working thing. You don't just get up one day and say, oh, today my house is clean. Because if it is so, please bring them to my house. I got the master of disaster right there. But let me tell you, I wake up every morning now thanking God for the house cleaning he continuously to do. We have the best family of helpers if your house gets dirty. This family will be there for you. They will stand in the gap for you. But before they can do that, you got to give it to the odor eliminator. And you got to give it to Jesus. And I just really feel like tonight, and if Miss Brittany wants to come back, I really feel like tonight that there's some people dealing with some odor and some dust in their house that they need to really give it to Jesus. And I'm not saying, oh, Jesus, please help me love my husband and my wife more. No, I'm talking about there are situations where family is not talking to each other. Well, family is using each other. That's the devil. He wants to destroy you. There are people sick because the devil wants to destroy their testimony. But God's already done their testimony. God's already healed them. He's just waiting for them to say, I'm here. I've gave it to you, and I'm not taking it back. Do not take that duster back. And I'm going to ask Brother JB and Brother Jason to come to the front. And if you want prayer, we are here for you. We're not going to judge you. We just want you to know that you are not alone in this, that you got some extra, I hate to call us maids, but some extra cleaners. And we want to be here for you. God, I just ask that the Holy Spirit, do not be afraid. Just let the Holy Spirit work in you. So if you would like to come, we are here.